Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, you're right. Some stores have that policy where they don't go after the person going out the door with merchandise.
Yeah, shoplifters. I'm not going to say what store because I don't want to, you know. But I was at this particular store and this lady's like, oh my God, did you just see that woman take that coat? And I was like, what? What? No, I didn't see her take the coat. She goes, she just walked out of the coat. And I'm like, well, should we get her or something? And she said, no, I can't do anything about it because our security guard's not on the floor. Or whatever they call them, these people on the floor.
Yeah, it's, I guess, security of some type. But you're right. Certain stores, they designate certain people that have that ability and the authority to actually confront someone going out the door or in the parking lot. But a standard employee can't do it.
I know. And she said he doesn't work today. And I thought to myself, oh my God, if they know that, can't they, the people that work there, tell their friends, like, look, on Tuesdays between noon and 3, security doesn't work on the floor, so you just steal away.
By the way, if you work in retail, you know what we're talking about. Theft inside of stores, and it doesn't matter if it's clothing, groceries, shoes, whatever. Even Home Depot, I'll tell you that story in a second. But if you work inside of one of those places, you know what we're talking about. It happens every single day. And what just really gets to me is people that have the courage to walk in knowing they're going to steal.
I couldn't do it. I'd be too nervous. I felt bad. Remember that day that I had that 12-pack of Diet Coke and I walked out with it in the basket, the grocery, pushy thing? And then I felt so bad, I went back and paid for it.
Now, I've done that.
I kept it. Oh, you kept it.
Yeah.
See, I just felt
I've done that before.
I felt really bad.
Yeah. I've gotten to the parking lot with the basket and go, uh-oh, they never charged me for this. Shouldn't you just throw it in the car?
Especially the stuff underneath.
That's an accident.
Yeah, the stuff underneath.
That's their fault.
I went back and paid.
That's their fault.
No, it's not.
It is their fault. If they don't see it on the bottom, that's part of the job, right? No. On the checkout.
You know what? All the way around, I'm better than you two because I went back and paid for it.
It was a long walk.
And I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Why were you embarrassed?
That I had left the store with all the stuff and then I didn't want to walk back in with it. You know what I mean?
My excuse of being a long walk
works.
Well,
the stuff on the bottom. Like, you forget.
He said all this stuff.
Yeah.
How much did you get?
If you put 8 or 10 things at the very bottom of the cart and cover it up with paper towels and then they don't see that stuff, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, shoot. All that stuff is under the paper towel.
Wow. I feel like one
That's
was
That's pretty intentional
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I feel like that was on purpose.
I had a guy just after Christmas told me he worked in the security department at Home Depot, and he told me millions of dollars of stuff is stolen every single year out of these stores, and people are so
crazy. Home Depot? Where are you going to get at Home Depot?
He said, Jamie, people stole...
A nut?
They stole... No, they, like chainsaws and stuff.
You're going to steal a chainsaw?
He said one day, a guy in his pickup truck backed up to the front of the store and took one of these wood splitters. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
The wood splitter?
Yeah, I do.
The hydraulic thing that shoves that wood against the blade.
He just
blade.
Backed up. And are you sure he wasn't renting it?
No, he stole it. He pulled up and hooked it up. And you know how they're chained? And he just ripped it. Just took off.
And just went away.
Dragged that sucker away. And just left. Who has that kind of, like, just brazen attitude?
I know. I mean, even stealing little things. How do you go in there and go, yeah, I'm going to do this? Isn't it a felony now, or am I wrong?
I think if it's a certain amount of merchandise value-wise. I don't know if every shoplifting is a felony, but I think it has to be a certain amount of dollars, doesn't it?
And there was, I don't know. I thought that they changed the rule because it got so crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I saw this one video and this woman put on like 8 pair of jeans and walked out of the store. How do you put on that many pair of jeans? She walked out. And then the women that have the long, it's a religious wear. They wear those long things. Anyway, they were just shoving them up in the under things.
The religious women are stealing?
Yes.
What?
You know, they wear those long dresses. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know, they cover their head.
They cover their head.
They cover their head. They wear this long thing.
Are you talking about like...
Not nuns. The opposite.
Hookers?
No.
Well, what's the opposite of a nun?
Is that a burqa?
A burqa, yeah. Burqa. And they're shoving it in their burqa.
You gotta be kidding.
No.
People are shoving things into their burqa?
Sean, will you find burqa stealing and then, look, and then post it? Because it's super fun. Because
there's
can't
no burqa stealing going on the out lady, there, guys.
The lady got like a 24-pack of water in her burqa. She really did. It's amazing. It's a great place to hide things. Anyway. We'll find it.
All right, so okay. They say a felony is $500 or more if you get caught. So anything under $500, folks, go for it.
Somebody says, what I do all the time as far as stealing is you just complain at a restaurant and you'll get the meal for free. So they do it everywhere they go. Oh, my God.
That, I think a lot of restaurants are on to that.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can complain and get a free meal.
Well, they said that they do.
I feel like those days are over. I think they're on to the shenanigans.
Well, I think you can complain if you take one bite.
Yeah, and you could probably send it back and get something else.
Right.
But you're still going to pay.
Right.
Nobody anymore is giving.
If you have one bite and you don't like it and you just say, no, I'm good, they're not going to charge you for a bite.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't charge you for it at that point.
But if you eat the whole thing,
right,
they're going to charge you.
They're implying that you can go in, eat half the meal at least, and then say, you know what, that was crap. I'm not paying for this. And you not have to pay for it. I don't think that's occurring.
Sean, did you find the burqa stealing?
I have found several burqa stealing videos.
They do it with their feet.
This one's using her toes.
She uses her toes and shoves it up in there.
Very.
This is wrong.
Yeah.
This is wrong.
Feels wrong.
You know, now when I'm at the store, I'm going to be watching for the burqa people.
I'm telling you.
After watching this video.
I mean, they're amazing. They use their toes, and then they bend up their foot up in there. And
guys, this is in, like, India or somewhere.
Well,
this is not even close to us.
It's still burqa stealing.
Oh, my God. Some days with you guys.
What?
Some days.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.